Sport on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our exciting 231 range of electric and hybrid vehicles. For more, see kia.com.
24 minutes to wait, and here with the sport is Des Cahill.
Yeah, morning, Rachel. Thankfully, in Christmas week, we have some football. It's because of the... We normally wouldn't have, but because of the World Cup delay, there's so many competitions to catch up on, so that we have these League Cup games going on all this week. And in last night's action, well, Manchester United were back with a win. They beat Burnley 2-0 at Old Trafford. Burnley played well in it. They're the Championship leaders. But goals from Christian Eriksen and Marcus Rashford won it for United. There was an impressive pace about the United play. So how did their manager, Erik ten Hag, feel about their first post-World Cup performance?
Well, quite hungry, yeah. And it was great to see that it was a team goal, but the way we finished, with Bruno, and then on the far side, coming the Aaron Wan-Bissaka, and then for the goal, Christian Eriksen finished good, a really good goal.
The second goal as well, a great solo effort from Marcus Rashford. It looks like he's returned in great form.
Yeah, great. I think he was a constant threat, playing on the back line, in the back of that back four from them, and then he is so dangerous with his dribbles, with his pace, with his movement without ball, passing the ball, and yeah, he runs so much and so much attempts, yeah, and then one, you get your benefit.
You said pre-match how pleased you were to have so many of your players back. When might we expect the other players to make a return?
Oh, we have a plan for that, but I think in Argentina still the celebration are going, and we will see. But of course, the Premier League is going for the restart, and we have to be ready for that.
Yeah, that restarts on Monday. Now, in the other two games last night, Nottingham Forest were 4-1 winners at Blackburn Rovers, and a surprise as Charlton Athletic beat Brighton on penalties. One of the Brighton penalties was scored by young Irish striker Evan Ferguson. In the Championship, Coventry City are on a great run. They're now within 1 point of the playoffs after a 1-0 win at home to West Brom. And in the Scottish Premiership, Celtic have regained their 9-point lead. They did a 2-1 win over Livingston at Celtic Park. An own goal put Celtic ahead, and Kyogo Furuhashi scored what turned out to be the winner. Tonight's big game is the last fixture in the round of 16 in the League Cup. The tie of the round, though, Liverpool taking on Manchester City. In Gaelic games, Jack McCaffrey wore the Dublin jersey for the first time in 2 years last night when he lined out for Dublin North against Dublin South in the Dave Hickey Cup final. Dublin North beat Dublin South. Big shock. In rugby union, an Irish combined provinces team will take part in a pilot women's Celtic Challenge competition starting next month. It's a good idea. A team from Ireland, Scotland and Wales, they play each other home and away in advance of the Six Nations Championship. In racing, Hador produced an impressive chasing debut to win the rated novice chase at Ferry House for Willie Mullins and Paul Townend. Aplutard could have the chance to atone for his Haydock disappointment in the Savills chase at Leopardstown last week. The Henry de Bromhead trained Cheltenham Gold Cup winner is among the 11 entries for the contest. Meanwhile, Willie Mullins has entered Chacon Pursois and Blue Lord in the 2 mile Grade 1 Paddy Rewards chase. Mullins told Dave Keenan that the plan is for both of them to take their chance, and it'll be a tough decision for jockey Paul Townend to have to choose between them.
At the moment it is. Chacon galloped very well yesterday. I'm very, very happy with him. Much happier than I've been all autumn. So he's a definite run there. Blue Lord has been working well. He'd probably take his chance there too.
I'd say it'd be a tough choice for Paul to pick between the two of them, because Shacken's been so good, but Blue Lord is the horse on the up.
That's it, and you always like to ride a horse on the up, I think, you know. So Danny gets on very well with Shacken Pursois, and maybe that's the way it'll go.
And finally, at the World Darts Championship, Michael van Gerwen began his pursuit for a fourth world title with an easy win over Louis Williams. Josh Rock, easy win over Callan Rides. And Limerick's Willie O'Connor lost 3-0 to Germany's Gabriel Clemens.